The Nets are bolstering their backcourt by adding former Heat and Raptors guard Goran Dragic. Sources tell ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski that Brooklyn is waiving Javon Carter to make a roster spot for Dragic, and Nets head coach Steve Nash will be reunited with his former Suns teammate in Dragic.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Happy President's Day. The voice you heard right there was the voice of George Sedano, Miami boy, who is now the host of the NBA Today show on ESPN. And he's a Pace alumni, so go Spartans. Shout out to George Sedano doing great things over there at ESPN. So, yeah, this episode, guys, is going to be about Goran Dragic signing with the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, it's not the outcome that I wanted. As you guys know how much I love Goran Dragic. If you listen to this podcast, you guys know that I wanted him to come back to Miami, but ultimately it looked like the Heat never offered him a contract, because I'm pretty positive that if we offered him a contract, he would be rejoining the team, but we don't do that. Brooklyn ends up getting him. I know a couple of the other teams who were trying to get him include Milwaukee, Golden State, the Lakers, the Clippers, just to name a few. But yeah, so Dragic ends up with Brooklyn, just like George Sedano said in that clip right there that I just played. He'll be reunited with his former Suns teammate, Steve Nash, who's now the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. I remember when Dragic was a rookie, him playing behind Steve Nash in Phoenix. So now it's going to be pretty cool to see him playing for Steve Nash. With Nash, like I said, being the head coach now of the Brooklyn Nets. And it's funny, Steve Nash is actually my favorite point guard of all time. And then, of course, Goran Dragic is one of my favorite players of all time. So it's pretty cool that they're able to reunite. And before I get into more of my thoughts on the signing for Brooklyn and for Dragic, he's also reunited with his former Heat teammate, James Johnson. That might go kind of under the radar. But, hey, Goran and J.J. were the captains here in Miami alongside UD. So I think that's pretty cool that they get to reunite together in Brooklyn. And another little side note. So last week, my sister and I went to the Heat game here in Miami when Brooklyn came, and he ended up winning, but we were up by like 20 in the third quarter, around 8 minutes left in the third. And then Kyrie in the fourth quarter, almost by himself, brought back the Nets and won the game. He scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. But it was funny because Dragic was actually in attendance, and we were talking, like, I remember the rumor started heating up that night about Brooklyn potentially being the favorite to get him. So it's pretty crazy to think that a couple of days ago, he was in the crowd watching Brooklyn and the Heat play, and now he's going to be a member of that Brooklyn Nets team. So now to get him to my thoughts for both sides. So I'll start off for Dragic. So like I said, it looks like the Heat didn't even offer him a contract. So, and of course, he wants to win a championship. I thought it was going to be Milwaukee or Brooklyn. After hearing that there's no chance that the Heat were going to offer him a contract from Ethan Skolnick and Greg Sylvander of Five Reasons Sports. But, yeah, I was feeling Milwaukee and Brooklyn the most of any of the teams, even with Golden State and any of the other teams that were considered or interested in Dragic. But, I mean, yeah, so for Dragic, I think it's a very smart move. Obviously, now when you think about Kyrie Irving only being able to play in away games because of all the vaccine rules in New York and stuff like that. I mean, I was hearing on the NBA Today show, actually, the ESPN show that I played the clip from, that the Nets, of their 23 regular season games left, only 8 of them are on the road. So Kyrie is looking right now like he's only going to be able to play in 8 of the last 23 regular season games of the season left for Brooklyn. So that means Dragic, it looks like Brooklyn is going to rely on him very heavily. Specifically at home, of course, but I mean, when Kyrie's only available for 8 of 23, yeah, you're gonna need a lot of contributions from Dragic in order to win, in order to secure a spot in the play-in or in the playoff picture, whatever it may be. And also, gotta remember Kevin Durant is also out. Ben Simmons still hasn't played his first game with Brooklyn, so I think especially early on, they're gonna have to rely on Dragic heavily. And then, of course, when KD comes back and if New York changes their rules and Kyrie's allowed to play at home, of course, things will change. But I think regardless, even when KD and Kyrie are back and when Simmons is in and everything, I think Dragic is still going to have a huge role on this team. And I also think that might be one of the factors into why he signed with them. They probably have him as a big part of their plan in pursuit of bringing an NBA championship to Brooklyn. So, yeah, in terms of Dragic, I think this is a great move for him. He's playing with one of the best teams in the league, trying to win a championship. He's never won it. Why not? Why not join Brooklyn? I thought Brooklyn or Milwaukee would be – either one would be a great choice for him, and he decided Brooklyn. So, yeah, good for him. Happy for him. Going to be cheering him on. Going to be rooting for him and hoping for the best. Like, wishing him nothing but the best always. You know, I love the Dragon. The Dragon! And then for Brooklyn, I think it's a home run pickup. Obviously, during the deadline, they add Seth Curry, they add Ben Simmons, they add Andre Drummond, and now they add Goran Dragic, who, of those players, he's the one to be the proven playoff contributor. 2 years ago, he was the leading scorer for the Eastern Conference champion. I think a couple people forget about that. I think they think it was like 10 years ago, or maybe they just don't like talking about it or something. But yeah, he was our leading scorer here 2 years ago in our run in the bubble to the finals. So, I mean, Goran Dragic is an incredible player. Like I said, he's going to step up for you in the playoffs. He's going to step up for you whenever you need him. And he's gonna do whatever you ask of him. You need him to start, he'll start. You need him to come off the bench, he'll come off the bench. You need him to be a spot-up shooter, he'll be a spot-up shooter. You need him to run the offense, to pass the ball, to create some open looks for his teammates. He'll do whatever you ask. And something about him, he always gives it his all. He plays with his heart all the time. He gives more than 100% out there on every play on the court. And yeah, I think he's going to be a hell of a player, of course, on the court. But then when you also think off the court, I think it's a home run for Brooklyn as well. When you think about Dragic and other great things you hear from his teammates, from his coaches, I know there's a famous line from Eric Spoelstra that says, who doesn't love Goran? Of course, you think about his relationship with Jimmy Butler. They basically became best friends in a matter of a few weeks or maybe a month, I would say. His relationship even with the prior Heat players like Hassan Whiteside. You know what I mean? Like even with Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, James Johnson, even Dwayne Wade, Josh Richardson, all these guys love him. So I think overall it's a home run pickup for Brooklyn. I think it's a great choice, a great decision by Goran Dragic. And I think it's going to work out really, really nicely for both sides. Obviously, I'm a huge Goran Dragic guy, like I said already. But, yeah, I'm super happy for the Dragon. He's going to be back in action. We're going to be able to see him play now. And, yeah, I mean, I'm excited that he's part of one of the title contenders in the league. He's going to try to chase that ring. And hopefully in the offseason, the rumors are that it's looking like he'll come back to Miami. So I'm hoping it's true. That was reported by Greg Sylvander of Five Reasons Sports. So I'm hoping that's true. But, hey, for now, I just wish him nothing but the best in Brooklyn. Like, I'm going to say it again before I wrap up. Like, great signing by Brooklyn. Great team to join by Goran Dragic. And, yeah, like I said already, again, I'll say it. Like, I wish him nothing but the best in Brooklyn and beyond. And, yeah, I mean, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Once again, happy President's Day. Hope everyone's doing great out there. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way this week. Until next time, everyone, take care.